Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News. I think this is the first time we've had you on live during a prime time here.
I think it is prime time, okay. Day after Christmas, Christine.
Use your time wisely.
I will.
Mr. Valenzuela. And of course, those of you who are regular listeners know, when we do our political forums, what's that question I love to ask?
You love to ask Plymouth County government, stay or go. And do you remember my answer when you asked me that?
Remind me.
My goal after 4 years is to make sure you never have to ask that question again.
Well, I will, because it's part of my brand. But look, you've got a chance in here to tell people about county government, to redeem yourself if people have any doubts about what happens. Because to us, it's inside baseball. To a lot of people, I don't think they even know what county government is.
Right. And thank you, Christine. As always, a pleasure to be on the air with you on WATD. Before I begin, I really do want to make sure I thank Frank Basler, Molly Vollmer, Tom O'Brien, and the entire team. At Plymouth County, 2023, we had some of our challenges. You folks covered the flood, the great flood, as we called it in our office. $1.25 million worth of damage was done by that flood. And we used that as an opportunity to upgrade the building. Mm-hmm. We added some HVAC. Obviously, the county paid for that. We didn't use insurance for that. But many thanks to the entire team. One of the things that I always like to point out is Plymouth County sometimes does the mundane, right? We've talked about parking tickets with your listeners before, and that's not exciting, but the state gave that as an unfunded mandate to the local municipalities. Plymouth County has stepped in, provides fantastic service, just as well, if not better. No, definitely better than private vendors do. But of course, one of the biggest things we're proud of is our administration of two federal grant programs, of course, the CARES Act, but also ARPA. And we've, to date, as of today, we have distributed $39.1 million of ARPA funds. Our administration costs, which we had projected to be 5.7%, is currently trending at 1%, which is one of the lowest in the country because we partnered with our fellow counties in Norfolk, Bristol, and Barnstable. So that means more money to the member communities in Plymouth County.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about ARPA funds, and we've gone to some of your check presentations, yes, to the towns, when does that money come to an end? Because it seems like it's gone on longer than I thought it was going to.
Yes. So the federal legislation explicitly states that all funds need to be allocated and committed to by December 31st, 2024. We then have until December 31st, 2026 to write the checks. We've requested that our communities have what they plan on doing in by June 30th. Mm-hmm. That will give us some time, much like with the CARES Act. A lot of communities didn't use their full allocation. We want to be able to pivot and reallocate for communities that are in need. So we've asked communities, we're actually going to be asking communities to begin thinking about that in January and then start getting back to us. So that way by June, we can begin to pivot and make sure that we get all these funds out.
Is that a finite amount of money? Do you know how much is there that communities can ask for? Or is that a number you're waiting for?
No, we have that number. Each community's been given their cap already, so they're fully aware what their cap is. Mm-hmm. Some communities have asked about submitting above their cap. While we don't encourage that, you can do that because, again, we are going to anticipate that some towns won't use their monies. So we'll be able to repurpose another community's money for other communities that need it.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about, you have a specialist with your county commission, and that is Blake Dineas.
Yes.
Interesting guy. I've had him on here a couple of times. Anything you want to know about ticks, infectious diseases, he's your guy.
He is. We're really proud of our 4-H program. They do so much work. And you mentioned Blake. He continued this year monitoring and educating on invasive species, including the jumping worm.
Yeah, that's kind of
creepy.
The
spotted lanternfly and longhorn beetle. Now, there was another one he had told us about. I think it was the Lone Star tick, that if you got bit by it, it would make you anaphylactic to red meat.
Yes, and you could have a reaction. I believe it was within as soon as 15 minutes as opposed to a much longer period. And he also freaked me out a little bit talking about how they'll sit on like a blade of grass, and I'm doing my little claw hands, saying that they do what's called questing. That's like something out of some really bad cable horror movie.
Aren't bugs fun, though?
Yeah, but they are, and it's important. And now we've got, looks like a spider maybe coming up the coast, but supposedly they eat the spotted lanternfly. So
okay,
we've got our own little horror movie.
Little bug
going.
Wars.
That's right. Now, what's ahead in 2024 for county commissioners?
Yeah, so we are currently working on doing a mobile integrated health program. We are exploring that. That has been something that communities have expressed an interest in seeing the county do.
Sort of like what Hanover does?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. You know, the program, long and short of it, folks go to an emergency room. Folks, you know, a lot of times are elderly. They mm-hmm. have new prescriptions they're not used to taking. Mobile integrated health would come in and help you within the first few weeks. The goal is to cut down on emergency room recidivism, right?
Okay.
So that will free up a lot of space. You'll have I mean, I had a surgery a year and a half ago. I'm 35 years old, and I was given a litany of prescriptions that even I was having a hard time keeping up with. So mm-hmm. So that would help with that. Looking forward, a lot of other communities have also asked us to be sort of conveners. They want us to begin serving as a vehicle to bring towns within the county together to begin talking about facilitating regional services. So we are going to create the County Leadership Council and the County Executive Council. Those are going to be two distinct groups. One is going to be geared towards the boards of selectmen and elected officials in Plymouth County, city councilors, of course, in Brockton. And then the Executive Council is going to be geared towards the town managers. So that
right.
way they can come in and they can have sort of a collaboration, almost like a mini MMA, but just for Plymouth County communities.
Right. When they talk about regional services, a lot of times trash comes up, water comes
right.
up. What about, I'm going to step on the third rail here, what about police and fire? Have they ever thought about doing it? I know other communities do that. Is that something that has come up?
That has not been something that's been brought to us. The only thing that's been close to resembling public safety would be dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of communities are doing, I know Duxbury has their dispatch, Holbrook has theirs.
Right.
So in terms of that, I mean, you know, look, Plymouth County had the county as the current government entity, had the sheriff's department, of course, that's, you know, with the state now. So I wouldn't imagine communities, nor would we be interested in taking something like that on. But that said, I think we're looking for ways. We're partnering with the fire chiefs and we are providing them with storage opportunities in Plymouth, behind the Plymouth Police Station, where we own a lot. They're going to be storing their mobile integrated health. So, you know, we're always at the ready for public safety to serve whatever needs they need.
That sounds great. And again, that's Jared Valenzuela. He's the chairman of the Plymouth County Commissioners. Hey, thanks so much for joining
thanks,
us
Christine.
Today. You're welcome. We'll be back to take a look at traffic and weather right after this from Homestead Mortgage.